Welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, by now you have mastered grocery shopping, probably online now if you are listening to the show currently and you are doing a little less shopping at the grocery store and a little bit more shopping online because you might be limited to the amounts of trips that you're making to the grocery store. So you might have a little extra time to shop and you might have a little extra time to do research with the types of products that you are purchasing. So I thought, let's take some time today and educate ourselves on what types of products we're purchasing, because I have found that there are a lot of misleading foods out there that seem healthy, but are not. Have you ever been to the grocery store and you feel pretty overwhelmed at all of the labeling that's out there? The gluten-free, organic, natural, whole grain, antioxidant. I've talked about this before in previous shows. These nutrition-related buzzwords can effectively mislead Americans to believe that they are buying healthy food, even when the product is in question, isn't actually very good for them. But according to many studies that have been conducted by researchers, these foods can actually create a false sense of health that can override all other warnings on the nutritional label. And as a very health-conscious person myself, I have even found that I have fallen into the same exact trap. I'll be walking down the grocery aisle and I will see something that I know is not healthy for me. Potato chips, for example. Potato chips are genuinely not a food item that is good for you. However, if there's a buzzword on there that catches my eye, such as low fat or, you know, natural sea salt potato chips, it catches your eye. And oftentimes that will override all of the other thoughts that we might have about the potato chips. The normal consumer is not going to take the time to turn the bag over and read the actual nutritional labels that will tell you the facts about that item. So while many individuals are trying to increase the health of their diets, food marketers are taking advantage of them, taking advantage of us by misleading these consumers with this deceptive labeling. The thing is, they're not really doing anything illegal because the labels on the back of these items clearly state the facts. Again, the potato chips clearly state the amount of calories, fat grams, sodium levels in the product, but on the front, in the big letters, it might say the word natural. Well, of course, potatoes are natural. Yes, they are. And yes, potatoes and potato chips contain sea salt, but sea salt is still salt. And somehow the word sea salt has become a buzzword, and people tend to think that sea salt is better for you than actual salt. So to reach these conclusions, there's been much studies done on these nutritional buzzwords. And there's been studies done online, studies that have been conducted where people were actually asked to rate products that included buzzwords and to tell if they felt that they were healthy or not. And I really just want to include some of these on my show. And then later on in the show, I'm going to go down and talk about the top misleading foods that you probably think are healthy and are not. So the survey was based on real packaging products that you can buy at the grocery store, products such as organic bunny fruit snacks or whole grain beefaroni, heart healthy chocolate cereal, or cherry soda with antioxidants. And participants consistently rated these products that included these buzzwords as being healthy. So basically what the survey did was they surveyed people, and again, they put a product up such as soda, and I'm leaving name brands out. They put a product up such as soda, and by simply putting in front of soda, antioxidant cherry soda, people assumed it was healthier, even though it's still filled with high fructose syrup or sugar. It is the name that's giving you the clue that there's some sort of health benefit to it, and that is not the case. You know, same thing with the chocolate cereal. By the manufacturer putting on the front of the box, heart healthy, and amplifying, you know, the happy family that might look like they just got done exercising, you know, heart healthy chocolate cereal. People will look at that and they will confuse that as being healthy. But in essence, by looking at the back, there's absolutely nothing healthy about that. So a lot of research has been done, even to the fact that people are more likely to assume a product that is in a green box with a green label is more nutritious. How this became a thing, no one knows. But one recent study found that when chocolate is even labeled fair trade, something about this reflects that its ethical business practices has something to do with it having better nutritional quality, and people assume that it's much healthier. But the bottom line is, it is still chocolate. So this deceptive marketing is a persuasive way that Americans buy into purchasing these products. And of course, once they buy the products, they taste amazing. And they keep buying them because once they've purchased them, they taste good, and they keep eating them because they really truly believe that they are doing their body good. But the bottom line is, they are gaining weight. They're probably not watching the portions. If there are blood sugar issues in the family, cholesterol issues in the family, if they're needing to watch their sodium levels, none of these misleading things are going to help any of their health. So this is why it's really important to zero in on these facts. So if that wasn't enough torture, I did a little research myself, and a lot of these are common to me as a nutritional coach, because they're warning signs, they're common warnings that I give to my clients when they first start to avoid. But there were some that were surprising to me as well. So I'm going to kind of go through, and I'm going to discuss and highlight some of the bigger misleading foods that you might actually think are healthy and are not. Now, also, I want to highlight that sometimes the word healthy can be ambiguous. Something can be healthy. It could have a lot of healthy qualities, but it might be really high in sugar. It might be really high in calories, and therefore it might not be the best thing to consume if you are trying to lose weight or if you are trying to participate in a heart healthy diet. So there's a fine line there when we are talking about what the word healthy means. So to be honest, there's a lot of false information out there. So we are consistently influenced by social media and advertisement. So you really have to kind of keep your eyes open at all times for these buzzwords. Okay. All right. Big one. What is not as healthy as you think? Granola. For those of you that didn't know, 1/4 cup of granola, which let me just bring to your attention what a quarter cup is. A quarter cup is about the equivalent of a protein shaker, a protein scoop or a small Dixie cup. That is going to contain about 160 calories, which is not a lot. You are doubling or tripling the amount of sugar, calories, and carbohydrates that you should have in one meal. So the granola is not ideal. So usually when people use granola, they are using it just as a topper for a yogurt or a breakfast. So I really shy away from granola. I've tried making it myself. It's impossible to make without all of that sugar and butter. It's really difficult. So granola is not as healthy as you think. Be really careful with things that are labeled gluten-free. You know, I am celiac. I have to eat gluten-free. But the problem with gluten-free is people tend to think that it is healthier, and it really is not. Gluten-free products contain as much calories, sugar, as gluten-filled items. So really be careful with that. There is absolutely nothing beneficial to eating gluten-free products unless you have a problem, an intolerance, or a disease where you can't have the gluten. All right, next one, and this one is huge, dried fruit. Say sayonara to mango and pineapple because they are loaded in sugar. A serving of dried mango has 27 grams of sugar, and it contains unnecessary preservatives to extend the shelf life of it. So, the dried fruits are out. They are yummy. Yes, they are. I love them myself. But there is something in them called hydrogenated fats. And that is a fancy word for trans fats. And trans fats are a no-no. They clog our arteries. If you want to have dried fruits, dry them yourself. If you have a fruit dehydrator, a lot of these air fryers now dehydrate fruit. They are really good, but they're not as good. The difference between dehydrating your own and getting the yummy gummy ones at the store are when you dehydrate your own, they aren't as gummy because they don't have those hydrogenated fats in them and they don't have the added sugars. You definitely feel and taste the difference. If you're going to eat the dried fruit, you're eating candy. So that is pretty much the bottom line there. All right. Artificial sugars. It is no surprise that these artificial sugars can be bad for you. Some contain aspartame, which is linked to inducing some cancers. But you have to be very mindful to where your sugar-free products come from. There is a huge laundry list of types of sugar-free products out there. And a lot of them have not been researched out completely. And you just have to be really, really careful with not only what you eat, but the amount and the quantity that you're eating. So, you know, if you stumble across a really yummy sugar-free chocolate and you decide that you're going to eat it every day for, you know, snacks, you know, multiple times a day and give it to your kids, I would shy away from that because you don't really know what you are taking in. All right. This one is a big one for me. And I talk about it often because it really bothers me. It's been completely taken advantage of by the marketing, and it is Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is really, really good for you. It is different than regular yogurt. It's thicker in consistency. True Greek yogurt that is the kind that I would say is good for you, nutritionists say is good for you, is plain Greek yogurt. It doesn't matter if it's 0% fat, 1% fat, 2%, 4%. It is the plain Greek yogurt. It is much like sour cream. It looks like sour cream. It even tastes like sour cream. But the important thing about this is that it is high in protein and low in sugar. Yes, it can be very sour. A lot of people, in fact, most people don't like it because of its consistency and because it's very tart, but I have some tricks to that. Greek yogurt has taken the industry by stride, and now it's all over the place. I mean, you can get Greek yogurt popsicles and Greek yogurt ice cream, and I've seen Greek yogurt covered pretzels, and it's just all over the place. The problem is that I would say 90% of the things that you see with the label Greek yogurt are loaded in sugar. In fact, contain more sugar than Greek yogurt. So you have to be very careful. Even the Greek yogurt that has fruit on the bottom is the type of Greek yogurt that I would tell my clients not to eat. So one Greek yogurt, no matter what brand, with the fruit on the bottom, is going to have more sugar in it than actual fruit. And the type of sugar that it's going to have in it is not the same type of sugar that a natural fruit would have. So what you're doing is you're getting misled into buying this yogurt that tastes amazing. It tastes like candy, of course, and you're loving it because you're thinking, wow, this is awesome. Well, that particular yogurt has half the amount of protein in it than the plain. The plain Greek yogurt is going to have 25 grams per cup. The flavored is going to have 12. The plain is going to have about 6 carbs or sugars. The flavored is going to have up to 20 even, depending on the flavor. You're going to pay more for the flavored, and you're not going to get the health benefits from it. So when you go down the yogurt aisle at Jewel or Walmart, you're going to notice about 100, 150 different selections of Greek yogurt, and there's going to be maybe 2 plain. And those are the ones that you want to pick. And this just goes to show you how misleading this is. So how can you take this Greek yogurt and make it healthy? Well, you can add some real fruit to it to make it healthy. You could take some stevia drops, or you could take some actual agave, which is a real sugar, and add it to it, because some real sugar is going to do less harm to you than some of this artificial or corn syrups that they include in these sugars, and you have control of it. Or you could simply get used to eating it without. I've had clients that don't like the texture of the straight Greek yogurt, mix some almond milk in there to thin it up and make it more of a smoothie-like texture. And eventually, you'd be surprised how you really start enjoying the taste and the texture. If you're just joining us, we are talking about how misleading some of the grocery store items can be, and what to watch out for, what types of foods you might be thinking are healthy and are not. Okay, so moving on, another big one is trail mix. Although trail mix is amazing, and if you're like me or my kids, you might pick out the M&M ones and the mini chocolate peanut butter cups that have cute little treats in them. But even the healthiest trail mix will contain a surplus of calories and sugars. There is not a trail mix out there that I would suggest for anybody. It's, again, you're looking at 160 to 200 calories for a quarter cup. And boy, is it delicious. I mean, I there is no way I'm stopping at a quarter cup. And those calories are going to add up quick. Not only are you going to enjoy that quarter cup, you're going to get the munchies, your blood sugar is going to spike, and you are going to want to keep eating it. So do yourself a favor, stay away from the trail mix. All right, so my next big one, and I could do a show, and I think I have, on just this alone, meal replacement bars. No matter what, no matter where, there's a good chance that your protein bar or your meal replacement bar is about as nutritious as a candy bar. So make sure you look at that nutritional information before you bite into your next cookies and cream bar. I did a little research last year, and it was around Halloween, actually. Over $1 billion in 2018. I haven't looked up last year's figure, 2019, but in 2018, over $1 billion in sales were brought in protein bars. That's astronomical. People are buying them like crazy. Of those bars, there are very few that are considered healthy. And what is healthy? Healthy means that the protein levels are adequate and that the sugar levels are low enough. Most of these bars yet might qualify as being healthy because, yes, they might contain nuts and seeds, and yes, they might have protein and nutritious qualities. However, when you eat a bar and it contains 20 grams of sugar, again, I'm gonna tell you to pick up a candy bar and look at the sugar levels, because I did a side-by-side comparison of protein bars that you see out at the store next to a lot of these candy bars, and they were side-by-side really, really parallel. In fact, it was really astonishing to see that a lot of these top trending bars that you find at most health stores, ones that I know you have eaten, ones that I have eaten, are very parallel to a lot of the common candy bars that you would never touch. So be real careful with that. Even the protein bars that do pass my level standards of good amounts of protein and low sugars oftentimes did not pass my standards for ingredients. So what I mean by that is perhaps there was a good amount of protein in the bar and perhaps the sugars were low, but the ingredients were not up to par. And what I mean by that is when I read the ingredients, it looked like a chemical storm. And when you can't pronounce half of the ingredients on that list, it makes me a little nervous as to what exactly we're consuming. And yes, it might taste good, but it worries me a little bit when I'm spending $4 on a bar and I don't really know what exactly it is that that I'm taking in. All right, so wrapping it up, one more big one. Prepared salads. Don't be fooled. Just because it says salad does not mean it's the healthiest option. Most restaurants are doused their salads and dressing. We know this. And it decreases the healthiness of the salads by quite a bit. Not only do these restaurants and a lot of these convenient grocery stores that might have these pre-made salads that look amazing and taste amazing, but they're also loaded with all of these great little fun add-ons that are going to pile on the sugar. So when you are at the grocery store and you are going through those aisles, or you're at your favorite restaurant and you decide you're going to eat a salad and you see candied almonds and pecans and, you know, cranberries and all these things that I just talked about on the show, dried fruit, nuts, you cannot have that salad. I guarantee you that having a burger with no cheese, no mayo, no fries is going to be a better choice for you than having one of these salads. Because by the time you put on all those fun little crunchies and your dressing, you're going to be way, way, way over your caloric limit. And you'll be really surprised. Anyway, so now that I've brightened your eyes to these nice little secrets, hopefully you can grace those grocery store aisles with a little bit more optimistic view when you are shopping online for your groceries. Hopefully you'll have a little bit more enlightenment in what you see. Definitely don't be misled by those labels, and definitely keep your eyes open for those sugar grams. Keep those eyes open for those buzzwords. And just because it's a vegetable does not mean it's good for you. You guys, enjoy the rest of your day.